We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we're talking about teacher vacancies. As we get to the end of the school year, we're seeing more and more schoolrooms might have vacancies in their classrooms, and the recruiting process is starting for real right now. The TEA, the Texas Education Agency, has put together a teacher vacancy task force, and our guest on Ask the Expert is here to talk about that. We're joined by Eric Hale. He's an elementary school teacher at Burnett Elementary in the DISD. He's also a winner of the Texas Teacher of the Year Award, and he's in the KRLD Zoom room. Mr. Hale, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Let's talk about this. What is the TEA's teacher vacancy task force?
I haven't been to my first meeting yet, but first off, I have to say that it's an honor to serve my peers in education, and in hopes to make things better for my peers, which will in turn make things better for all of the students in Texas. And so what this task force is about, it's just really taking the opportunity to find better ways to, one, keep qualified teachers in front of all the students in our state, and two, grow more quality educators in our state. And so just to shine a light on the great things that the state is doing in keeping our best teachers and creating more of them. And so that's what the task force is about.
Teacher vacancy is not just a problem in Texas. It's a nationwide problem as teachers are moving to other districts or they're leaving the field. Does one of the solutions begin in college with getting more students involved and interested in education as a career?
Yes. In education, in my opinion, we haven't did the greatest job of honoring the profession as a society as a whole, nationwide, on a national level. And so one of the things that I'm very passionate about is the levers of compensation and also the lever of preparation. So I do agree that we haven't did the best job preparing people to go into the workplace, to go into the profession of teaching. And yes, that starts even before they get to college. It's how we promote educators as a whole. And we need to start doing that. But once again, it goes back to having qualified, prepared educators in the classroom, in which the students that they're serving will look up to them and pique their interest and want to be future educators. And then when they get into their preparation programs and get into college, if compensation is better and the preparation that they receive in their programs are better, it's going to change everything nationwide. And so right now, Texas is doing the best they can to kind of get ahead of the curve.
You talk about preparation and compensation, but you also mentioned the fact that even before college, they also need inspiration from the teachers. Because I don't know about you, but in school, I had my favorite teachers. And they were always the ones that drew the best out of me. They were also the ones that inspired me to want to learn more. Do kids have that today?
They do. I know a lot of phenomenal educators in our state of Texas. And I've been blessed to go a lot of places and know a lot of great educators nationwide. The answer to that really is there's not enough. Mm-hmm. And we haven't did a good enough job with one, providing quality mentors. So once again, going back to growing the type of educators, the type of diverse educators that a diverse state like Texas needs. And so it's just a blessing to be a part of this movement of finding the best ways through collaboration to just create more great educators, more inspiring educators.
How important is it that this teacher vacancy task force is evenly split? Half teachers, half administrators.
To me, when you collect the best and brightest minds, whether it be urban or rural, in the classroom, principal, superintendents, and you have a shared vision of what success looks like for the state of Texas children, you can't help but have the best outcomes, especially when you focus on service. And so people who know me know that I'm focused on service of these children. And so through collaboration and bouncing great ideas off of other people that are focused on the children, we should be able to do some great things.
A meeting like this with the Teacher Vacancy Task Force, where you get to sit down with 25 other teachers and 26 other administrators, I've also got to imagine it's got to be pretty good for you as an educator to learn different styles that other people do and that you can apply to your classroom.
Yeah. Anybody who's in education knows that it's all about being a lifelong learner. Mm-hmm. And so really, a lot of great educators I know across the country, we're really focusing on kind of changing the narrative and going from a great teacher to a great educator. And so when you go to become a great educator, your mind kind of shifts. And so right now I'm trying to make that transition. And so what I'm really focused on is impact. I'm not necessarily trying to be the best teacher. I'm trying to be the most impactful teacher. And so this is a great opportunity for me to learn from some other great leaders across our great state and add to my skill set. Once again, I'm in the classroom, I'm on the front lines, and I love what I do. I'm probably going to be a lifelong educator on the front lines, and I'm okay with that. But that doesn't mean, that doesn't have a limit to how impactful I can be for the students that I serve.
Other school districts will put together search committees. They'll also look for other school districts to try to convince their teachers to move to their districts. Is that kind of divisive? Does that hurt the industry itself when you have, you know, districts kind of poach teachers from the best of the best into their own districts?
That's a good question. I think I don't really have the right answer. Mm-hmm. I see both sides to it.
Yeah. One thing we talked about compensation, and that in a lot of cases is what happens when, say, District A is looking to City B to bring in more teachers from City B over to District A, and they're offering, as you mentioned, better compensation, signing bonuses. For example, just today, the Plano School District announced 4% pay raises for all the teachers in the district. Does it come to just compensation for some teachers, or are they more committed to the district where they are and want to grow that district?
Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. I have been given many opportunities to leave the great district of Dallas ISD, but Dallas ISD raised me. And so if you know my story, the first year I taught, I was in another DFW school district. And I was not ready. I was not as good as I am today. And so my second year teaching up until now, I've been with Dallas ISD. And so I'm extremely loyal to say that as I grew, the district also grew and got a much better reputation And I've been able to excel and see some things I never would have thought I would be able to accomplish in my career. So for me, along with the compensation, it's the loyalty for somewhere that groomed me and gave me an opportunity to find my teaching voice. So I'm extremely loyal. And I know for me, I will always work in Dallas ISD. But for a majority of teachers that I talk to around the country, mm-hmm. compensation matters. Mm-hmm. For too long, we are the one profession that our pay does not match our impact at all. And that's just a fact. There needs to be a nationwide increase across the board for teachers, in my opinion, period. So, thinking with my competitive spirit, it is an arms race. And you are trying to get the best qualified teachers in front of the students in your school district, in your school, in your state, to educate the kids and the communities that you serve. So in a way, if everything goes right the way we hope it goes in our great state, there's going to be other districts in other states that are going to copy what we're doing. And they're going to maybe try to pay a little bit more because we want those great educators out of Texas. And so if we can get to that level where they're trying to poach the great teachers from Texas who are succeeding and pushing the limits for the children that we serve, we've actually accomplished something. When you have other states wanting to get your teachers, that means that we're moving the needle forward. And so at the end of the day, healthy competition, in my opinion, is good. It's pushing everybody to raise the bar, at the end result being serving Texas students.
What do you hope to come from the Texas Teacher Vacancy Task Force? Do you have any goals that you want to set for yourself and for the task force itself?
I cannot speak for the members of the task force, but for me, I refuse to settle for the setbacks when I can step up for the solutions. So my goal is to be open-minded, is to collaborate, understand it's about the power of we, not the power of me, and serve the children of Texas and push the needle forward through helping the profession and helping keep qualified teachers, helping create more qualified teachers. So then we can have a phenomenal homegrown educated workforce, because it still goes back to economics, because Texas is the best place in the country economically. That's just facts. But our locally grown, homegrown students need to be the best so they can enter into all of those great jobs that Texas has here.
Eric Hale is an elementary school teacher at Burnett Elementary in the DISD, also member of the Texas Teacher Vacancy Task Force on Ask the Expert. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for your time, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.